You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jack Wong, a serial entrepreneur, a business strategist, and sales and marketing expert, and an international speaker from Singapore. Jack is the author of Amazon's best-selling book, Cracking the Entrepreneur Code, 7 Tips to Build the Business You Always Wanted. He's also been featured on CBS News, Fox, ABC News, as well as NBC News. Jack, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, hi, thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me on the show.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you today in all regards. So for starters, what made you decide to leave the corporate world and start your own business back in 2011?
Well, the thing is that I actually left the corporate world in May 2011, which is 6 years ago, and I've served two firms for a combined 17 years. But I realized that after serving so long, there's no such thing called job loyalty. My partner actually told me one thing, no one is indispensable. So if you make one mistake, you are gone. Nobody cares. So as a result, I've decided it's time for me to leave the corporate world and do something differently. And that's why I started my own business 6 years ago.
And of course, that makes a lot of sense and was really courageous on your part to make that move. So congratulations on that. Now, what did you do when you decided that you were going to start your business in 2011? What happened there?
Well, guess what? I actually started with nothing, literally nothing. Because I didn't have any business plan, I don't know what I should do. So I just left the firm, and that's why I want your listener to not follow my steps, which is a very risky move. But good news is that I have mindset, the only thing that I have. So I'm competitive in nature. I was hungry for success. So I knocked at the door of an accounting professional body in Singapore to ask for a training opportunity. And I created the very first program with them. And since then, I've been running several programs with them and other organizations. So at the end, from zero programs in 2011, I've right now over 35 programs and trained over 3,000 accounting and finance professionals. I've finally made my six figures in my third year as an entrepreneur.
Also, what else did you do while running your training and consulting business?
Oh, okay. So I actually mentioned this in my book, Cracking the Entrepreneur Code. I chanced upon several important persons in my life, which basically are my mentors, my teachers, people like Mr. Jerry Robert, who is actually the publisher of my book, Mr. Alex Mandosian, who is the world-renowned internet marketer, and Mr. Blessinger, who is the Rich Dad Advisor for Robert Kiyosaki in sales and team development. I actually study the science of building a business properly by learning from these people, being able to build a market funnel, build my brand, sales, learn how to facilitate and managing teams. I realize that everyone needs to acquire these skills, and I'm glad to have this opportunity to learn from these people in my life and work with them over the past few years.
In your opinion, Jack, what are the top three common mistakes made by someone who wants to start or expand their business? What's your experience on this?
Well, the three common mistakes I'm aware of is, number one, passion creates business. It's interesting to hear many people that they are looking for passion before they can start a business. And from my experience, we all have passion. The question is whether we are consciously aware of our passion. And in my training program, I specifically teach people to uncover their passion through a four-step proven process. And I call it my ultimate passion discovery formula. The second thing is no personal development. And I know a lot of my peers who are eager to learn how to start a business. And they read all sorts of business strategy books, attended all business seminars, and unfortunately, they are getting nowhere. So from my experience, it is important to work on themselves. Like my teacher Blessinger says, our biggest enemy in our life is us, or specifically our little voice, which is the voice in between our ears. So if we can master our little voice, work on personal development, we will begin to see success and growth in our business exponentially. And number three is actually no coaching or mentoring. And I know some people will spend their own time to try to figure out things on their own. The problem is that using this approach, there's not enough time for them. I mean, we all have 24 hours a day. I don't know about your listeners, but I want to create results for my business faster, better, and with least amount of time. So the best way is actually to learn from other people who have been there and have done that. There's a saying that smart people learn from their own mistakes, but genius learn from other people's mistakes. So I am a firm believer of coaching and mentoring. As my coach says, and I agree, coaching does not cost us any money. Coaching actually makes us money.
And that is certainly true. Today we are joined by Mr. Jack Wong, the author of the Amazon's best-selling book, Cracking the Entrepreneur Code, 7 Tips to Build the Business You've Always Wanted, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Jack, what hurdles or obstacles did you jump over to make your vision a reality, and how hard was that, and did you ever think about giving up at any point?
Well, at one time, I did have this little voice to thinking of giving up, but I realized that as a business entrepreneur, we just have to keep going. And the obstacles that I encounter, number one is selling. In fact, I would like to quote Robert Kiyosaki's saying, sales is the number one skill for all entrepreneurs. I have to learn how to sell and, in fact, enjoy the selling process, be passionate about this process. So what if there's a saying that to crack someone's buying personality in a short period of time and be able to get a yes from that person, and that's a really big hurdle. Number two is actually branding. Most professionals like myself who left the corporate world start from zero branding because they cannot write on their employer's brand anymore. So the question is how to strategically build my own brand, personal brand, I mean, online, offline. So I actually deploy techniques from my mentors, from my teachers. And the thing is that we got to learn all these skill sets. At the end of the day, these skill sets may no longer be relevant because they keep changing. So I need to constantly update my own knowledge. And number three is actually business partners. There are people saying to me that they would love to work together with me. There are so many people of that sort. So choose your business partner wisely is very important. I actually got burned by having huge or not appropriate business partners in my life. So I actually teach a specific process to help my participants in my program to choose the right partner to build a championship team.
Certainly some great sound bites right there. Now, what did you do during those down feeling times to stay in the game and keep plugging away?
Okay, that's very interesting because every morning I actually do two exercises, which are the mental exercises. I call them the captain and crew, which I learned from Mr. Jerry Roberts. It's basically list down the things I want in my life. So it's just a very simple 5-minute process. I also practice this thing about daily gratitude. So in essence, what is daily gratitude? Is to list down 10 things that I'm grateful for every morning. And that's how I start my day every day for the last 2 years.
And tagging on to that, what would you tell someone who falls down or fails at some point?
Well, understand number one, and entrepreneurship is a lifelong process, or I call it the game. Robert Kiyosaki said entrepreneurs are bound to make lots of mistakes. In fact, in my own program, I teach participants to accept that mistakes are inevitable, and yet mistakes actually equals money-making opportunities. And number two is to celebrate the learning experience. Well, there are two outcomes as long as and when we take action. Many people associate them with either success or failure. for me is winning or learning. So celebrate the learning experience. Believe that the universe is teaching us a lesson all the time so that it makes us grow stronger and stronger. And if we quit, that is it. And the universe will never, ever give us a second chance. So just keep on.
Also, switching gears a little bit here, what is the number one key ingredient for any entrepreneur that needs to have in building their business?
Let me say this. It might be a bit strange because many people may not choose to say that. It's to stay humble and vulnerable. Ask for help. Many people like to do things by themselves and never ask people for help because of certain ego, or maybe they have their own issues. But asking for help is very important because I believe that we don't know what we don't know. So trust that there will always be an answer from someone. So long as we ask something, we will get it, either from our coaches, from our teachers, from our mentors. So always be willing to ask for help.
Totally agree with you there. And lastly, any final thoughts for people who are looking to start their own business that they would find helpful?
Yes, let's first of all acknowledge and celebrate for the success of having a mindset of starting their own business, which is to me an exciting journey. My book, Cracking the Entrepreneur Code, expresses my real life story, explaining how I actually started my own business with no plan and built a six-figure business in 3 years. So I'm glad that I have summarized all my lessons in this book. And I'm prepared to give it away for free on my website at www.crackingentrepreneurcoach.com. And if somebody wants to have a step-by-step guide to build a successful business based on my learning experience, I will highly encourage them to grab a free copy of this book. And that is the best place for them to start. At the same time, I also enjoy sharing my life lesson with people who come to me for a 30-minute discovery session at no cost to them at all. And all they want is to just apply. Reach me out at my website, jackhmwon.com, and they can ask any specific questions concerning how they can start their business. So there are lots of resources available. Like I said, just ask for help and you'll get it.
Well, Jack, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for all the information shared here today. Wishing you the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me again.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Jack Wong, the author of Amazon's best-selling book, Cracking the Entrepreneur Code, 7 Tips to Build the Business You've Always Wanted. And for more information, simply visit crackingentrepreneurcode.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.